가치라고 보증하는가 아르네 인가시야. For the panel members, I am here in my capacity as the chair of the Ngāti Tata Ngāti Whāua Dunanga Trust, a position that I have held now for over a decade, but been a member for at least two decades. I am here because the Ngāti Tata Ngāti Whāua Trust have considered holistically the application, the concession that it seeks from the Department of Conservation, and is satisfied with the material presented to it and therefore supports the proposal. Just to provide a perspective on the relationship that exists here between the iwi authority, the Ngāti Tata Ngāti Whāua Trust is an affiliate land trust of the Lunana, but I think it's important to note that the iwi authority supported the application by the applicants prior to Tauranga becoming an interested party or a partner in the business itself. A bit of background on myself. I was born and raised on the banks of the Waikato River. I'm a child of marae. My marae sits on the banks of the Waikato River. As to our party, we have no less than three marae on the banks of the Waikato River. So just to, put things in perspective as to why the Runanga has the confidence to support this application. Not only do we have three rūpā on the banks of the Waikato River by way of relationship with the river, we have more than 20 rūpā also spread along the banks of the Waikato River. We only have three remaining burial caves left on the cliff faces of the Waikato River. The balance of around 15 are now sit under water as a consequence of the raising of the Waikato River for hydroelectric power generation. We have remaining in our ownership more than 11,000 hectares of land adjacent to the Waikato River on both sides of its banks, and that quantum is growing as we implement our land repatriation strategy. We also have Te Puia o Te Apiti, which was formerly used as a pool for cleansing the dead before the dead are placed in rākauri, placed in trees. To dry up both of those, taonga remain on the banks of Waikato River, but unfortunately with the raising of the river, Te Puia o Te Apiti is now underwater. Not only that, but with the 11,000 hectares that remain in our ownership along the banks of the Waikato River, over the last 10 years, we've walked the talk in terms of ecological restoration of the river. We have no less than three major wetlands along the river, and we've participated in the creation of two further major wetlands. We have eradicated over 1,000 hectares of wild pines. We've implemented over 30 river restoration projects and planted now over 100,000 trees of varying species along the banks of the Waipa River. All of those trees planted by our people and school children as part of their introduction and education to the care and restoration of the Waikato River. We employ a team who's tasked with implementing restoration projects on an annual basis. Twice per year, we undertake a tirohoi along the Waikato River alongside our Waikato Taunui Whenaunga. That happens during the Easter period and during the Labour weekend period. That we have undertaken a tirohoi every year for the last 10 years. We also have water policy monitoring sensors as a project in the river, so we're monitoring the quality of the water on an annual basis now, which is fantastic. Part of our strategy also is job creation. We know and understand firsthand development that's forced upon a people often renders you a victim of that development. And I guess the one that kind of burns in our heart was the construction of the Ohaki Power Station, which led to significant subsidence with the land around the power station sinking more than 3.5 metres, threatening our marae with inundation from the Waipa River. That was forced upon us, so we know and understand what the effects of development can be if it's not undertaken carefully. And also with the hydroelectric power stations that were put in, the disruption to the river that they caused, and also, as I mentioned, the inundation of ancient burial sites along the banks of the Waipa River. So we have become determined to no longer be the victims of development, but actually the architect of what our future looks like by becoming the developer. And if we don't have that expertise in-house, then we buy it. Whilst working in parallel to that, developing that capability alongside. So in terms of evaluating the quality of the application by SkyPlay initially, our team was satisfied that there was sufficient mitigation in place in order to address issues that were of cultural significance and ecological significance. One such matter which we're pleased with in terms of the project is the major ecological restoration component of the entire enterprise that will enhance both sides of the banks of the Waipa River for I think it's probably almost 1 kilometre in length. We're very pleased and satisfied with that. We acknowledge our whanaunga from Ngāti Tūwhiretua and that the interests that Ngāti Tūwhiretua has in Te Māmā o Te Wai, with the headwaters of the Waikato River, and up to the boundary marker as eloquently described by Mr. Bowden being at Te Tukaatia as being an important boundary marker for Ngāti Tūwhiretua, and Ngāti Tahu acknowledges that. Acknowledges the relationship that exists. We're not here, or I'm not here to talk about mana whenua, I'm not here to talk about whakapapa, that portal belongs somewhere else. We're simply here to outline why we support the application. With one of our affiliate land trusts becoming an equity partner in the business, not a mitigation partner, but an equity partner in terms of investing its own capital to be a part of this project, we're satisfied that they will ensure that the ecological restoration proceeds, that everything possible will be done to ensure that any cultural impact that takes place that would be mitigated as best they can. We are also pleased with the number of new jobs that will create. Growing up in the fog and the frost of Riparua, you live your whole life waiting for the day that you can get out of there. And that's what I've done. But with that, the job creation for our people is important. And over the last few years, we've been fortunate enough to be able to not only engage in ecological projects and cultural revitalisation, but then also economic development. So we've had the fortune of being able to now employ over 200 full-time employees and a further 30 permanent part-time employees over a period of about 10 years, right across all of our business interests, our land trusts, those businesses that have been purchased. We've watched development alongside the Waipa River, on the river, my whole life growing up, seeing the benefits heading in the opposite direction. This here gives us another opportunity to start reeling that in. And with the tourism acquisition strategy that is being developed and executed and implemented by our people, it is the intention to capture as many of those opportunities as we possibly can so that the benefits come directly to our people as opposed to having to trickle down and picking up crumbs at the end. So with that, we're mindful of what the role of this panel is in terms of the recommendation to the decision maker. Again, just want to impress upon you the full confidence that the Ngāti Tahu Ngāti Whā Rūnanga Trust has in the project. Appreciate that lines across the river can be challenging to some. Ngāti Tahu Ngāti Whā is no different in that regard. Engari, some of the bigger impacts that we've observed up and down the river being bridges, being pylons and power lines, etc., that crisscross up and down the river right throughout its entire length. I've had the fortune of flying the entire length of the Waikato River no less than four times by helicopter. So I've had a bird's eye view of the impact that development has had along the entire stretch of the Waikato River. And so we believe that we're in an educated position to be able to execute ecological restoration projects along the river based on what we have observed over many years. So with that, that brings my submission to a close. I'm happy to take questions.
Kia ora, thank you.
I've just got a question for you, Richard. Obviously we're looking at the land where the conservation is involved, and you mentioned around mitigating cultural impacts, and I'm just wondering if you could expand on that a little bit about how you see that kind of happening.
Yeah, that's not an easy question to answer in terms of how you actually mitigate cultural impact, because there'll be significant diverse views about what culture actually is and what the impact is. Importantly, I firstly identify if there are wāhi tapu that exists or urupā that exists in and around those areas. One issue that was raised earlier by Dominic Bowden was that the zip line would come across to Tukaratia. I looked out for that, and the team have assured us that it is set away from the Tukaratia, some 75 odd metres downriver from the Tukaratia. And I haven't had a look at the site, but they assure us that the zip line won't be visible from the Tukaratia. So I think the team know very well that if issues like that were to come up, not only would Ngāti Tūwhare Tō be opposed if the zipline went across the Tukaratia, but Ngāti Tahu Ngāti Whā would also support Ngāti Tūwhare Tō in that cry and oppose it as well. But we're satisfied that it doesn't go over to Tukaratia, and therefore satisfied that there is a mitigating factor.
Thank you.